So the question was asked, where in Tanakh and the Jewish history of the days of the Tanakh do we find people who are involved in medicine and curing other people? So the story begins with Adam. Mm-hmm. The Medrash says the earlier generations had great longevity in order to master nature. One of the things they were discovering in the periods in the beginning of time was the medicinal properties of plants. And the Midrashim go through different experimentations they did, learning from different birds and how they did this. So that's one. I mean, you have generations of people who were learning this. Then you go on to Abraham, which the Medrash says was a doctor, was a healer. The Medrash says Abraham had great healing qualities, and he knew how to heal. And then the Medrash says his strengths were then passed on to the son. However, you'll explain that. It says he knew how to teach people and cure people. Next, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, throughout the desert, they had water that was bittered. They had problems with different problems they encountered, and Moshe was dealing with those problems. People were being bitten by snakes. So the simple reading of that is that, okay, it's all miraculous. But you see, he was concerned with their well-being, and he was supposed to be concerned with their well-being. The patriarchs are singled out as caring for their sheep. Part of being a good shepherd is knowing how to cure the animals. The Talmud says, the Medrash says, they took great care to know when an animal was tired. Even Yaakov Avinu had to guide the animals so that they wouldn't be worn down. Which animals got to graze first, second, last, depending on which were stronger and which could eat what. So they learned the science of the veterinarian sciences, and when it came to human beings as well. We find that the matriarchs knew which plants are going to be conducive to helping people, to helping people be more fertile, as we'll see in next week's parsha. We go down the road, we find the prophets were busy healing people. You see, throughout the prophets that people would come to the prophets, and one of the things they did, be it the prophet Elio, be it other prophets, where we find they were working with that. We find Shlomo HaMelech had a work that he wrote all about medicine. Shlomo HaMelech wrote a whole work which encompassed the different cures that had been amassed during the generations. It says one of the traditions the sages had was also on medicine. You find in the Talmud, Shmuel could taste the waters and tell you which waters from which parts of the sea were good for which ailment. It says Shmuel was Rebbe's doctor. We find, as you go through Jewish history, you'll see many examples. Before Maimonides and Nachmanides, who were doctors, there's a long list throughout the Talmud and throughout the generations, even predating the Talmud, of rabbis who were busy with medicine. You see that even the prophets, to some degree, you see, were also knowledgeable in how to cure people. And in our generation, there was a rabbi named Rav Gustman who was walking with Rav Chaim Volozhin in the forest. And Rav Chaim Volozhin started showing him the plants and the trees and telling him what was edible and what could be used for what. And he was blown away. How's the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin? You know, he was a man who closed down the yeshiva when they wanted to force the students to have secular studies in the yeshiva. He said, if the government's going to change the nature of the yeshiva, we're closing it down. And yet he himself knew so many sciences. There are other stories about the different sciences he knew. Rav Gustman, in the end, became a partisan. The Nazis tried to kill him, and then he finally escaped the Nazis, and he lived off of those teachings. When he'd go for walks, when they'd take a break from the learning, they'd walk through the woods, and he'd show him which plants had which properties, and he ended up living off of all of that. So throughout our generations, you have rabbis who were very knowledgeable, and it's not only Maimonides. Maimonides was famous for it, but Nachmanides, and before them and after them, you have many, many rabbis who were doctors, and it's not for nothing that they call him the Jewish doctor. I know many. I mean, I could give you a lot of stories of rabbis in the last two centuries who were doctors, but it doesn't matter. Throughout our history, as Maimonides writes, the most noble profession, if you're going to go looking for a profession, is a doctor. Because here you're working and at the same time you're helping people. So That's the way we always view doctors. That's the most noble profession. Yeah. Don't.